Hello, hello, beloved. Oh my goodness, it's been a minute. However, we are back up in it and we're finished. We just wanted to hop on and let you know that we will be launching a little earlier than planned. All the press releases and everything went back out, but we wanted to let you know ahead of time. The content that we are proceeding with is going to be heavy, and that's why I'm hopping on. You know, we always give you a podcast pre-talk, or prep talk is what we call it, where we lay out, you know, what type of content it's going to be, if it's going to be, you know, too heavy for kids to handle, or we structure it in a way that you can teach it to them. However, there's disclaimers and disclosures that are going out because the series and the sessions, they will last a while because of the in-depth content that we're dealing with. To say that, I want to say this. You know my stance. You cannot coach a mess. I've tried to coach as a mess. I tried to be coached as a mess. You know, break the stigma. If you need to speak with someone, you take responsibility for your own health. With that being said, we are leading out with the toxicity series. Of course, you know, we're going to start with the narcissistic abuse, the narcissism, and we're going deep in, and we're going to hit it to the core of the spiritual aspect of it, right? So we just want to let you know and just lay it out, just kind of give you a precursor and a precaution that a lot of the content will be triggering. I'm going to be sharing deeply out of my story, journey, and testimony, the things I'm still going through, I've been through. And here's the thing, this is another reason why everything took so long in the regards of proceeding with the different content, you know, whereas dealing with the narcissism, so much different things came back up out of the family that I came out of. But here's the thing. And the mercifulness of God, whereas he's having to restore the years that I lost because of the ignorance of not knowing, right? I'm able to take the ignorance and wrap it up into knowledge for others. With that being said, I'm able to speak freely. My legal team has cleared it. There's some legalities that is taking place and some things that I had to set in motion that's still in motion. However, because of the proof, the truth, as always, because you know how it goes in narcissistic families or narcissistic situations, period. The deeds are so sadistic, low down, to the point they're unlawful. To think about it, no one talks about it. Because when it's family, you're expected to forgive, especially when it's a parent, right? However, not this quarter. So again, my legal team has cleared me. I'm able to talk about whatever. I'm going to be able to show you paperwork. You know, other people talk about receipts. No, we're not doing receipts. We're doing evidence, proof, and truth, because you will guard yourself not only in the spirit but in the natural, right? So I said all that to say this. I'll be sharing again in depth. I'm talking about going back into my childhood. I'm able to do it mentally, emotionally, in a healthy way, you know, from a healthy standpoint. However, the reason for a lot of it is to show you the things, the red flags that I missed and the things that I didn't know that was available, right? You will know. Just to put it like that. So I will be talking about the legal things. Who did what, everything. I'm going deep into it because you need to know to the point of how sadistic the system is. I don't care who it is. Let's lay out the precursor and the precautions. Number one, our key function and focus of this is to commit to our healing and advocacy. Yes, God, he's going to handle it, but it's some things that needs to be put in place for you to protect your children, your family, your assets. You got me? Okay? It's a reason why God said, come ye from among them. It's a reason why the word says the things that they do in the dark. Right? We're going to talk about it. But we just wanted to lay out that first. Let's start on the, not a positive note, but a powerful note. Right? The key function and focus is, which when we add those together, it produces purpose and power. When we add those together, it produces principles for us to follow to lay out that foundation for all said that was just named, right? So, you know, as a community, whatever aspect of Shade Out Shame you may enter into, I don't care if it's Pretty Hills, Zoe and Me, whatever it is, you know, it is a community of education, empowerment, encouragement. Number one, it's a safe environment. Let me go back and say that. Right? However, it's some things that we do speak of that is triggering. Again, we need you to take full responsibility. We are not a medical profession. We will be sharing out of personal journals, and I will be sharing my personal medical files with you. Because you are my family, you are who I'm called to, you attached to my voice, right? And I don't, it's about other people's healing, right? Let's move. So together in these different series and sessions, there will be sub-sessions, there will be sub-topics coming out of it. Again, I'm going to keep reiterating this. Be responsible for your own health. A lot of the content will be triggering. Will be triggering. With that being said, no matter how triggering a situation or a topic is, it needs to be talked about. Because anything that is not talked about, it will continue to be passed on through generations. That's what I'm seeing in the family dynamic system, that system dynamic, whatever, however you want to say it, that I came out of. And that's the reason that I go so hard. Just watching three generations and knowing what it is fuel for me to keep going. Okay. I said that out of the community lets you know that it's a safe environment. However, we will be dropping things down. You'll be able to download. I'm talking about it will be things on all the platforms, in the groups. If you belong to any other groups, matriarchs, mavens, matrons, maidens, it would be things everywhere. Tools, tips, techniques, you know how we do. We produce resources that rebuild and restore. You know, one of our biggest things is to advocate for awareness. And we, one of our main goals in this session, in these series, is to empower survivors. That's why I'll be sharing out of everything. I'm talking about, I'm going to share out of divorce. I'm sharing out everything out, sibling dynamics, all of it. All of it. So again, you may get tired of me saying it, but I'm telling you, it's so heavy that it may be triggering to some audiences. Okay, we're going to be providing you with professional legal help. We will direct you. The disclaimers are there. We will direct you. You heard me. We will direct you as we go along in the discussions, different hotlines, websites, apps, people to talk to, you know, known and trusted affiliates that we know and rock with, that is for your healing and your wholeness and you living the abundant and shalom life that Christ died for you to have. Okay. We're going to start out with narcissistic abuse awareness, the hidden face of domestic violence and generational genocide. Anybody knows me, know this. Any type of abuse, covert or overt, it doesn't matter. If it happens within four walls, it's domestic. And if you know anything about narcissism, confusion and chaos runs the world, because you know they live in their own made up delusional world, and that's what we're going to start out there. It is abuse. I don't care if it's emotional, mental, psychological, financial, spousal, parental, whatever it is. Because their world is ruled by chaos and confusion, causing calamities for others, the sadistic and the demonic aspects of it. The word of God says where there's confusion, there's every evil work. So I said that to say that wherever narcissism is, you're going to find physical abuse. You're going to find molestation. Because you have to understand, they bow down to every god that it is. Molech. Baal. Listen, any god that deflects God Almighty himself, because they serve themselves. If you know anything about idols in the world, in the spiritual dynamics, it's all about self. That's why we watch over here when it comes to self-development and self-help and all that. You know what I mean? Of course, God wants yourself to be together. You know, beloved, I wish above all things. You know the rest. However, there's going to be child molestation. There's going to be adultery. And that's why I say in this series, I'm going to talk about it all. I've seen it all. It's nothing in the category of narcissism. That's how you know that you are the called out one. Because you're still here. I got a revelation on last week, I think. And it was, you know, you hear like in the traditional and churchy church, you know, church folk, you know what I call them, church folk. Not the church, not the saints, but church folk. With all the colloquialism and everything, you know, they toss out a scripture like a frisbee. When I say that, it's out of context, so if the wind blows, the frisbee can go anywhere. But you hear oftentimes, God, you don't put more on it, you can bear, you know, whatever. The revelation I got when it comes to the called out one, the chosen one, the one that's the light bearer, the truth teller, that ends up being the scapegoat or whatever, right? It's not that he allows you to go through so much because you could bear it, but he allows it because he know you can handle it. Those are two different things. To bear something, you just bearing it. Just keep going and keep going. That's what a lot of us have done and a lot of people are doing because it's family. Because it's this. Because it's someone close. Because you don't want me being quiet. I don't need to like, use the word quiet because quiet is too soft. It's being silent. Caused me to lose when I say everything. I'm going to talk about it. But it's two different things between bearing something and handling it. Because if you have ever been in any type of narcissistic dynamic, friendship, relationship, romantic, parental, I don't care what it is. You know, I told you they all operate the same, right? The things that they do, and then it's always the aftermath. It never stops. It's a domino effect because you find out everything. This was fake. That was fake. That was fake. So this especially when it's apparent, it's a domino effect. And that's why you have to stay in a stance of no contact, right? But you've seen it all. You bear it all. You endured it all, right? But when you handle it, you bring the solution. We're going to talk about that. We're going to end this first part of the prep talk right here. We don't want all the prep talks to be too long because we want to ease into these discussions. But we want to make sure that we put the disclaimers and the disclosures down in there. I love you, beloved. I'll see you in the next segment of the pre-talk.